The DA will be writing to the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Public Service and Administration and requesting that the Portfolio Committee summon the Minister in the Presidency and the Acting Minister of Public Service and Administration to come and account for the broken discipline management system in the public service. They must provide firm timelines on when the existing policy on the suspension of HODs and DGs will be consolidated to ensure the expeditious and effective management of disciplinary cases in the public service in order to avoid an undue burden being placed on the South African taxpayer. This follows a written response from Minister Gungubele to a DA parliamentary question, which reveals that the South African taxpayer has spent a staggering 12 million paying six suspended HODs, all of whom are currently sitting at home pending the finalization of their disciplinary cases. The written response by Minister Gungubele further revealed that all of the suspended HODs have been sitting at home for a period not less than 1 year. The inordinate delays in the finalization of disciplinary cases within the public service have become a recurring problem, with no discernible action being taken by the ANC government to fix the problem. At a time when public service outcomes continue to fail our people, it is extremely unfair and reasonable for the South African taxpayer to continuously pay the price for the failure on the part of government departments to expeditiously finalize and manage disciplinary cases. The DA therefore calls on the presidency to consolidate the existing policy on the suspension of HODs and DGs so as to ensure that these disciplinary cases are finalized within the requisite 90-day period. The millions of rands that the South African taxpayer continues to pay for the suspended officials in the public service have become nothing short of a very expensive cadre deployment tax. This is precisely where the DA has introduced an end cadre deployment bill in Parliament to enforce merit-based appointments throughout the public service and also make it illegal for politicians to find employment in the public service.